Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back in. A big 12 o'clock hour coming up. Your next chance to win $1,000 coming up at 12:30. And as well, Cody Tapp, our Royals insider, will be with us. Big week, even for a team that is in last place right now. Big week this week for the Royals with Nicky Lopez coming up. So a lot to get to with the beautiful Cody Tapp.
Yeah, we got to do something to lift up George.
Yeah, what is this? Because you won't tell me.
Second straight day, Ron. We got to go back to Fesco in the morning.
Oh,
you know, I listen to him on my drive-in each and every morning.
I do, too. I just must miss these.
Yeah, this is from, again, this day in history.
Oh, God. This must be when I'm not in.
Yeah, it's right around like 7:05.
Oh, yeah, I catch it every morning.
Yep. Yeah, that was it. No, I was in the car.
So today is George Brett's 66th birthday, and Ryan Witkowski made mention of that in today's edition of This Day in History.
And George Brett, the legend, he turned 66. Happy birthday, legend George!
Happy birthday, George. We know you're listening this morning, so happy birthday to you.
All of that happening on this day in history.
Best athlete to ever play in Kansas City.
Now Patrick Mahomes is here.
Not yet. Not yet.
Ryan.
Day two.
Now George does listen. George and Fesco have a relationship that goes back for years. George listens to Fesco in the morning. So imagine you on your birthday, you're George Brett, 7:05 in the morning. You're listening to your guy, Bob Fesco, your show, Fesco in the Morning. And then Ryan Witkowski, it's your day. It's your day.
And you know that's a sensitive subject for him.
Ryan Witkowski jumps in with, hey, Bob, before you say that George Brett is the greatest athlete we've ever seen in Kansas City, are you forgetting about Patrick Mahomes? Look, George Brett is one of the 20 greatest baseball players of all time. And yet, he's still a human being, you know?
He's still competitive as hell.
Still
right?
Flesh and blood, man.
Right? It's seething in him. You know that's a sensitive one for him.
Now, George can put a smile on. He'll still go about his day and shake the hands and enjoy his birthday, enjoy the round of golf, enjoy being around the people that he's going to be around. But that comment?
It's going to stick with him.
Oh, that comment's going to bounce around in his head all day.
You remember we reported him showing up at 11 o'clock to that Villanova Kansas game because he felt him nipping at his heels.
You think George doesn't know what Patrick Mahomes is on the cusp of doing? He knows that Patrick's going to take all his shine.
I would say, George, it's 66. Get over it.
What the hell does that even mean, Steve?
It's 66. It's not like it's 70. 66 isn't a milestone birthday.
George, as the clear leader of this show, I want to speak right to you. Turn that up a little bit, George. This is Ron the show. On the off chance that you're listening to this, which we know you're not.
Yeah. No way.
He doesn't mean that. He doesn't know what he's saying. Ryan got away from him as well. And George, I am sorry. We know you are number
66.
One. You're number one with a bullet, and it's easy. You're the Hall of Famer. You're
I bet
the
George
one
doesn't
with the
even
ring.
Care that it's his birthday.
He may 66. Be the greatest to ever
Shut
do
up.
What he did, play
Shut
third base.
Up. We understand the amount of votes and the percentage and how high you were in one of the top three ever in terms of Cooperstown.
I haven't
we
celebrated
understand
a birthday in years.
All
I
right.
bet George doesn't do it either.
This person talking isn't a human being.
It's 66.
And that is true. So, George, I am sorry on behalf of Show and Vern. Hell, 610 Radio. What we do here for folks who are turning 66 or having a birthday, we turn it out for you. And, George, I hope this lifts you up. If you're thinking about that, and Pat, nip it on your heels.
Nah, man.
I hope this lifts you up on a one and a two and a three. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies. And that means that the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, yesterday Ron says, please don't send Zion to Cleveland. How about that, Ron? How about New Orleans? How's that sound?
New Orleans is better than Cleveland, I think. I think, it's better. The town is better than Cleveland. They had Katrina, so New Orleans is better than Cleveland. But if anyone ever says that the NBA is rigged, stop. All right. Nothing about yesterday is what would have been the best for the league. Nothing. This right now, the number one thing with a bullet that it does, which is to me the most important thing in the league, it hurts LeBron James. The opportunity to trade Anthony Davis to me is lowered because he's there. They're going to really probably try to build around him. And it's lowered, the opportunity there. And the assets were struggles anyway for the Lakers to get him, but this makes it worse for me. You would want Zion to be another star in the Eastern time zone because you could play your games and have big stars in your first games. All right? LeBron left that crushed time slots for ESPN and TNT in the early start. You got almost all your stars out west. Here's another one out west. Only one you had is Giannis maybe, and he's bigger than Giannis. And the Sixers. And then again, you also had the chance to have him with the Knicks, the biggest city and one of the bigger brands in the NBA. So, them going to New Orleans and Memphis getting the second pick? No way. Anyone ever saying that the NBA is rigged, that is complete proof. Nothing about yesterday's draft lottery ended up in the way that would be the best thing that the league could dream up. Nothing.
While that was going on, I know you were shining on KCTV5. I'm watching that NBA draft lottery, and they, first of all, great production.
Put it together, huh?
It was fantastic.
Thrilling.
So they go to commercial, and you know what the top four teams are going to be. It's the Grizzlies, the Pelicans, the Knicks, and the Lakers. When we come back, we'll find out the top four. There's no way it's not going to be the Lakers or the Knicks.
No way.
So as it's unveiled and we realize that it's Memphis 2, Pelicans 1, man, I stood up, walked away from the TV and said, that's stupid. You should have rigged it. You should rig something like that.
You said the hell with it. They should have.
But I think that's the baseball fan in me. Because I think basketball, like the NFL, it's big enough to overcome a small market. Right? Aaron Judge wouldn't be the same kind of star in Kansas City. It's good that he ended up in New York. Baseball needs that. Basketball, if Zion's the truth, we'll watch a lot more Pelicans games.
Yeah, the league would have. I'm just saying, not saying it can't work. I mean, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, they play just outside of Norman, Oklahoma, and they work. And people care about them. LeBron was in Cleveland. People care about them. It'll work. But the league, it would have been better if he's in New York. I mean, it would have been better to have that franchise. There are more Knicks fans that would tune in just across the country. It would just, if he was with the Knicks or the Lakers, come on. Good night. Like, you want those teams. It's good when the league has the Celtics and the Sixers and the Knicks that are viable and the Lakers viable. Like, to me, you watch it. I mean, Chris Paul made the Clippers better. We started to watch the Clippers a little bit when him and Blake were there. It can work, but it's not ideal. New Orleans isn't ideal, so the it's rigged thing.
See, I just think they got to change the name. No one's taking the damn Pelicans seriously.
I don't think so.
Weird-ass uniform.
Yeah, the beignets. the crawfish, the po' boys.
Go ahead.
Just all food.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.